Good morning, everyone. What is that shining object outside, Nate Halushchak? What is that? Is that a sun? Do we actually have sunshine in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Yes, we do. Good morning, everyone. Nate, how are you?
Doing great, Bob.
Good. Yeah, well, it's a much better looking day after all the rain we've had and flooding, and hope everybody was safe out there dealing with some of the roadways that got flooded and some of the other situations going on because of all this inclement weather. But now it looks like we're heading in the other direction, finally. So good morning and welcome into our program. Up until 1 o'clock, it's 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Our show brought to you by number one Cochran. Drive in style, go one better. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at cochran.com. PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. And Shenderovich, and Fishman, where they are sponsoring a big tournament for It's About the Warriors Foundation coming up in May. Check out their site or It's About the Warrior Foundation to get more information, because they keep all the money here dealing with local veterans. Brandon Rumbaugh is one of those guys. He's a two-time amputee, sacrificed for this country. Have the utmost respect for what he did and what he gave for this country, which I think needs to give back to him. And this is one way of doing, at least from our point of view. So check out that event coming up in May. In the meantime, we're here talking about all the things happening in sports. And I also want to give a shout out to Mel and Tianda Blunt. They did their annual All-Star Celebrity Roast last night. Bill Cowher was a good sport, a little bit of a punching bag, took a lot of stuff, but he dished it back out at the end, which is pretty cool. I had the honor of introducing all the players, so many Hall of Famers there, and it was a really fun night. But most importantly, he does great work with young kids, the youth of this area down at his youth home in Washington County. And he makes people understand the responsibilities in life, the respect that comes with the situation you are in, making better choices, becoming better people. And he has really done a great job. And there were some kids there who are shining examples of the good work being done by Mel Blunt. So congrats to Mel and Tianda. In the meantime, the number here is 412-928-9370. Busy, busy day coming up today. We have a big one tonight at PPG Paints Arena. And that's, of course, between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Boston Bruins. And Boston has a lot to play for, by the way. Three games left in this regular season for the Penguins, who got a big win the other night against Detroit. I didn't like the fact that they gave a point away with two late goals, blowing a 5-3 lead, making it 5-5. And then Erik Karlsson, who was one of the guys who was victimized a few times in those two goals that Detroit scored, he got the game winner in overtime as he blasted one by Alex Lyon. So they got a point, the Detroit, so they're still in this. If you look at the standings right now, going with three games left, third place right now is the Islanders with 89 points. The Penguins are three behind them with a chance to still get to that spot. The wild card has the Penguins as the second wild card behind Tampa at 86. Hot on their heels, the Capitals, Red Wings, and Philadelphia Flyers all with 85. The Caps and Red Wings have three games left. The Flyers have two games left. Today, the Islanders and Rangers go at it. Now, the Islanders just beat them the other night on Long Island. Tonight, it's in Madison Square Garden, actually this afternoon at 12:20. The Rangers right now have the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, barely over Carolina, 110 points to 109. So they should be motivated. They've lost two in a row. The Islanders, of course, want to win that game just because it's a heated rivalry. Then Philadelphia and Florida still not out of this when it comes to the President's Trophy, if you want to win that and try to buck the odds. But they're at 107, 106 respectively. So tonight, Boston has plenty to play for as well. It is a tough matchup for the Penguins, and you wonder how many points it will take for them to secure one of these two playoff spots. Rounding it out today, Detroit will be at Toronto. Never easy, but Detroit played well, I thought. They were, in my opinion, the better team against the Penguins, but their goaltender let them down at times. Tampa Bay, Washington. Washington lost one the other day. They're just up and down. I never know what to expect from them. New Jersey, Philly. Philly got a big win at the Rangers the other night, but too little too late. They had lost eight in a row. So Penguins pretty much control their own destiny. Win out, you're in. If not, then we'll see. Your take on what's going on. Who do you think will be in goal tonight? I got to believe, Nate, that it's going to be Tristan Jarry tonight, only because Nedeljkovic is on a long run. He's played well, no question about it. But I also think that he'd like to get Jarry involved here before they get, if they do get into the playoffs. You know, he's been sitting for about 12 days now. He hasn't played anything. And he's still the guy they doubled down on, brought in, and signed long-term. So would you expect Nedeljkovic or Jarry tonight?
You know, honestly, Nedeljkovic has looked good, but he's been overworked. And I think, like, I think what Tyler Kennedy said, you got to get him a chance to get out there, and you don't want his first action to be in the playoffs, especially since he's been – it's not like he's been solid in the playoffs in the past. I mean, he made a mistake that lost him a playoff series. So I'd like to get him some on ice as much as possible.
Yeah, and, you know, they're at home. This is a game that obviously they want to get points. But at some point, Jarry's got to play a game here in the next. Otherwise, if something happens and they get Nedeljkovic or he doesn't play as well down the stretch, you want some playing time going into this. So I would expect this would be the game, but maybe not. They got Nashville here on Monday night, and then they end with that big game against the Islanders next Wednesday night. So we're going right down to the stretch. It would be great to see some playoff hockey, which has been missing here. Last year, of course, they missed the playoffs. So they don't want to do that again. The other stuff going on is related to the Pirates I want to get into. I'm sure Donnie football/baseball got into this morning. Pirates, Bailey Falter. This goes to show you how people tend to overreact to things. One start, people wanted to get Bailey Falter out of the rotation. And listen, I understand that long-term he isn't one of the guys that will eventually be in there. There are people down on the farm who are going to come up and move everything around, most notably Paul Skeens. We'll talk about him in just 1 minute. But Falter's have battled back with two really good starts. And, you know, it's early. Same thing's true of David Bednar. You know, yeah, he blew three saves. People panicked about him. But, you know, Derek Shelton on his show with Joe this week pretty much said, we're not shying away from him. He's coming. And last night he did. He had a good ninth inning to get the final three outs of that game as the Pirates beat the Philadelphia Phillies. Go at it again today at 3:10 our coverage time here on 93.7. The Fan with Marco Gonzalez on the hill. And the two veteran lefties, Gonzalez and Martin Perez, have been very good for the Pirates, and hopefully that will continue. They're 10-4 in the Central Division. One problem there is Andrew McCutchen is just not swinging a good bat, off to a very slow start. Ever since mid last year, Bob Smyzik tweeted something out about his 197 average over the course of several months now. And, you know, he's one home run shy of that 300 mark, but he's not swinging a good bat. Neither is Henry Davis. But I'll be patient using my same theory that I used with Falter and Bednar. I'm not going to panic on 14 games here. He is catching. He's doing a good job defensively, which I think a lot of people didn't think he'd even get that opportunity. The bat will come around, I think. But, you know, they need, obviously, those kind of young guys to step up and start hitting, for sure. They've scored in clumps in the first couple of games, and then all of a sudden it's been kind of pick or choose when it comes to the offense that they're getting. Now on to Paul Skeens, who did it again last night. Boy, was you talk about dominant. I don't know if that even gives it enough credibility, that word dominant. Paul Skeens now in three starts, and that includes 3 1/3 last night, 9 1/3 innings, Nate, 4 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 19 strikeouts in 9. I mean, think about that. You know, you're going back to who had the 20 strikeout game. A few pitchers have.
Kerry Wood.
Yeah, from Chicago. And he was he the last guy to do that? He might be. I don't.
He might have been. I'll take a look.
But anyway, 19 strikeouts. So you know he's coming up here at some point. They're waiting for the opportunity to, navigate through that contract stuff and the extra year involved. But man, when he gets up, it's going to be fun to watch. And Jared Jones continues to do really good stuff himself. And he did not. You know, he was disappointed in himself that he gave up a home run the other night. Two pad pitches actually. But man. When you see these two together, it has to give you a little optimistic vibe concerning the Pittsburgh Pirates and their future. All right, the other thing is going on is the Masters. And listen, yesterday was one of the worst weather days. They got rain the first day, then it went away. Yesterday were winds that were gusting at 50 miles an hour, and it really was taking a toll on so many big golfers. Names that you wouldn't have expected to be cut were cut. Justin Thomas continues to just be an enigma to me. This is the way he ended yesterday. It was just indicative of what he's gone through lately. Double bogey, double bogey, bogey, double bogey. That's how you eliminate yourself from a golf tournament. So obviously he didn't make the cut, but listen to other people who didn't make the cut. Tyrrell Hatton, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Cantlay, Will Zalatoris. There are a lot of guys, big names on here. Justin Thomas, as I said, Wyndham Clark. Guess who did make the cut? Neil Shipley from Central Catholic High School. Congrats to him and his family. That's awesome. Tiger Woods, 24 made in a row now. And, you know, people, I was one of them. I wondered, could he even walk here, especially knowing that he had to come back the second day and play basically 24 holes with a short turnaround, 3 hours of sleep, given all his medical problems that he's had with his back, his knees, and his ankle. But, man, he's right there. He's going to make the – he did make the cut, and he'll be playing today. I guess the bottom line, you should never underestimate Tiger Woods. He had only played 24 holes all season long, and he comes into this thing, and he makes the cut and beats some bigger names.
I can remember a show that we had on this – you had a show on this radio station maybe even 2 years ago where most of it was, is Tiger Woods ever going to play competitive golf again? I can remember you discussing that, and that was years ago. So to see him out there now is pretty impressive.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Tom Brady. Remember when Tom Brady, there was a Monday night game against Kansas City, I think.
Yeah, and they
people
called
were saying,
the
oh,
end of the
that's it. The game has passed him by. And then how many years later, he's still operating and wins another Super Bowl. So with the greats, you never know. They know how to dig deep. They know how to do things. And, man, Tiger just continues to defy the odds, I think. Another guy who's really struggling is Ricky Fowler. I thought he got his game back. He didn't do that. So this is going to be a very fascinating tournament today and tomorrow. This is moving day. I just tweeted pin locations if you're interested in looking at those, because I think it's important to know where some of these pins are on moving day. But Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, and Max Homa. Scheffler's one of those guys who make it very difficult to bet on this game because you know he's always there and you would expect him to win. So you don't get very good odds on this. And in one of the Masters pools that I'm in, you have to pick elite guys and then different categories. Everyone picks Scheffler. So it's not like if you pick him and he doesn't do well, you're kind of screwed yourself. But if he does, everyone picked him. So you really don't gain on anyone. Scheffler is so good. And he's got a new putter. The man is just off the tee, regardless of his footwork, which is just mind-boggling to me how he can hit the ball with his feet moving all over the place like Fred Astaire. And yet, he's 6 under par. DeChambeau came on strong. He shot 7 under the first day, navigated a +1 yesterday. Homa with a -6. So three of them are tied for the lead. And to show you how tough it was yesterday, okay, on Thursday when the weather was bad, Nate, collectively, the entire 89 golfers, if you put their scores together, you got a +76, okay? Yesterday, combined golf scores, 325 over par. So the first day was 76 over par. The second day was 325 over par. That pretty much sums up what yesterday was like. Only one round in the 60s. Man, if you like drama, you should get it the next couple of days on CBS. And KDK will have all that for you. So I'm looking forward to what should be a very interesting game going on tonight. Not just with the Penguins, the Pirates, but also the Masters Day 3. So we'll see Neil Shipley, and he's going to be right there. I believe he's playing with Patrick Cantlay today. So that's a 12:15 start, and watch him play. I mean, he's a grinder. He's a guy who really believes in his swing and his ability to play golf, even on that golf course for the very first time. So it's good to see stuff like that. But again, the difference in scoring yesterday was ridiculous. So many things happened to people that you would never expect it to happen to. 412-928-9370. So I want to hear from you. Give us a call. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about the Penguins, of course, with this big game coming up. And also, we're getting closer to the NFL draft. A lot of people have takes about what they may expect to see. I'm going to be shocked if they don't take an offensive lineman, quite simply, in the first round. I don't think there's any other choice they can make. There are a lot of wide receivers going on the list. You can pick them at some point. But when it comes to offensive line, you still need a center and you still need a tackle, and you got to figure out some things on that line. Last year they did it. They moved up Broderick Jones. Could they do that again? Could they move up and get another one? Or do they have to? Will it fall to them? So I think it's going to be very interesting to see. I want to remind you, we have a special coming up on KDKA on Saturday night to recap the first 2 days and almost the third day of action with the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they're going to be able to do in this draft. It's going to be fascinating because two new quarterbacks, a lot of people are excited about all of this. We'll see what it means, but you know, regardless how good you are a quarterback, you better have a strong offensive line, especially if they're going to pound the ball the way Arthur Smith wants to pound it and the way they have, and you still need that element. And there's nothing wrong with loading up on both the offensive and defensive lines, and I realize they have a lot of other positions of need. All right, 412-928-9370 is the number. Coming up later, we'll have the weather, which is improving. If you look out your window, that's good to see. We'll talk to you next. The lines are open, so hit me up here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.